and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. I'm here to talk about losing weight, and I want to encourage you today to kind of step outside of that mindset that we always need to be worried about losing weight, because we are not just alive to lose weight, you guys. So I want you to ask yourself, are you living your life with the constant mindset of needing to lose weight? And every decision that you make is dependent on the weight that you need to lose. I want you to think about, you know, are you making those decisions of should I or shouldn't I do that because I need to lose weight? Your mind, if it's consumed with weight loss, this podcast is for you to listen. So don't turn me off yet. You are put onto this earth to do so many more beautiful things than to focus on the number on the scale and losing weight. If whatever you're doing to lose weight is restricting you from doing the things that you love, doing the things that you're passionate about, doing the things that fulfill you, it is not worth it. Think about, you know, the diet plan that you might be on or whatever regimen that you have, you know, figured out. And you may have some success right up front, right? But I want you to think about long term. Is this giving you energy? Do you feel your best when you're on this? Because if you are doing something that, you know, you're not eating enough calories and you don't have the energy and you're spending, you know, double days at the gym or an hour plus at the gym to kind of punish you or to make sure that you stay on that balance train, this is not the right lifestyle that you should be living. Making weight loss a priority over the things that you love is never going to work long term. You're going to end up really, really getting burnt out. You're going to end up having resentment towards exercise or resentment even towards food. It creates such an unhealthy relationship with the food that you're eating. And, you know, resentment is just something we don't want to live with in our hearts and in our souls. So it's about constantly evaluating, what am I doing? Is it fulfilling me? Do I look forward to this workout? And I know some of you might laugh at that because you're like, no, who looks forward to a workout? But if you're not in some way craving that space, that time, that, you know, that workout, whatever it is, that community each day or a couple times a week, like you have not yet found the right thing. Whether that's CrossFit, whether that's boot camp, whether that's at-home workouts, whether that's yoga, whether that's Pilates, right? Like we all have a different flavor for what we want to do. So it's just truly about trying a lot of different things and doing what makes you the happiest and makes you want to continue to come back. So that's kind of my rant on exercise, but let me get back to kind of that weight loss, right? So if whatever you're doing is restricting you from being your happiest self, we have to just stop, guys. We have to stop doing this. If you're constantly hungry, you know, if you're constantly drained of energy, if you say you're going to be happy when you lose X, right? Or when you see the scale and it has this number on it, you're tying way too much of your life to a number. And I've talked about this, right? Like you guys, if you've been following me and listening to me for a while, I have a podcast around the number on the scale. And so I'll reference that in the show notes. You can go listen to that as well. I don't want to focus as much on that. But being so restrictive on your diet will never allow you to truly live life to the fullest and create those relationships that mean the most to you. So understand that you will always be a work in progress and perfection doesn't exist. And if you're waiting for perfection, you are constantly going to be upset with something in your life, right? So let's really just take a clean slate to what our goals truly are. And guys, I've had to do this several times in my life. You know, I talk a lot about how, you know, coming into the trainer world, when I left my corporate job, I thought I had to be someone that, you know, I don't need to be, right? And it had a lot to do with numbers. It had a lot to do with weight, had a lot to do with body fat goals. It shifted for me. And like, thankfully, I think over time, even I've had to go through it again when I've been pregnant and then postpartum and then pregnant and then postpartum and now I'm pregnant again. Like it is a constant journey that we're on, right? And there's different times in our lives where goals are just going to simply be different. Right now, I don't have a goal of getting to the gym 6 days a week. Have I had that goal in the past and did that work for me in the past? Absolutely. And I hit those goals and I felt really good about myself. But then it's about understanding that life is going to change, right? Sometimes it's birth or pregnancy, or it's a new job, or you just move to a new area, or maybe it's you're going through a hard time in a relationship. And again, all of us are going to have different life events, and our goals can adjust to what those life events look like. My goal now is not to get to the gym 6 days a week. My goal now is not to lift the heaviest weights that I can, right? Will I get back to some of those goals? Absolutely, because once I'm kind of through this phase of pregnant and birthing babies and then being postpartum and breastfeeding and all that fun stuff, I can go readjust my goals, okay? And so it's just about constantly giving yourself permission to change, for one, okay? We don't always have to be the same number on the scale. We don't always have to be the same pant size that we've been on our wedding day or in college, right? We always get so stuck on things like that in the past. It's really about creating the future and creating what you want yourself to look like in the phase of your life that you're in right now. And let me just backtrack there. I don't mean what you want yourself to look like, because again, I think that we don't need to focus on the weight and we don't need to focus on the outside, right? It's about how we feel and what makes us feel accomplished and what gives us purpose and what fuels that passion to do what you want to do every single day. What makes you the best version of you? And if we set those goals so high sometimes, but in our life setting that we're in, it's just so unrealistic and we're constantly falling short, how's that going to affect the relationship that you have in yourself and in the self-belief that you have in yourself? It's going to affect that. So I'm not saying go small. I'm saying still push yourself, but be realistic in how you set your goals, focusing on the weight, right? And just feeling like you're alive to eat healthy and to lose weight and then constantly have this perfect image of who you are. There's so much more to life than that, guys. So I just encourage you today to take a minute. If you're listening to this real time, we're approaching the end of the year. I know New Year's resolutions are coming. You know, I have mixed emotions on New Year's resolutions, but it's okay to make those, right? It's okay to kind of have that new chapter in our lives. We're going into 2020. We're going to a new decade. So be real with yourself. Sit down. Don't focus on anything else but you. What makes sense for you? What goals make sense for you? What are the things that you want to strive for? Not what society wants you to strive for, or your husband or your kids or your friends or your family. What do you want to focus on going forward? How do you want to be the best version of yourself? And what do you need to do to get there? That's my challenge today, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.